This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, September 19th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert, coming to you from Yuba City, California today, where I've been this weekend speaking at the Dark Secrets and Bright Hopes Conference at the Church of Glad Tidings. Pastor Dave Bryan, Cheryl Bryan are hosts this weekend, and our thank you to them and their congregation for treating us like family this weekend. Had a great time. But bringing you this report from an Airbnb in Yuba City so that we can get the report to you while we're on our way back to the Ozarks on Monday. Topic number 5 today, a second front. A conflict broke out last week between Azerbaijan and Armenia. Most of us in the U.S. weren't paying attention. We were busy fighting our own political battles here internally. But this is perhaps more significant than the ongoing conflict between those two nations, which have been at war off and on, kind of a low-grade conflict over the last few years. Azerbaijan launched attacks and reportedly seized some territory inside Armenia. And the country, Armenia, has appealed to its treaty partners for defense, but so far have not received a very enthusiastic response. On the evening of September 13th, that's last Tuesday, the day the fighting started, Armenia's government initiated a video summit of the heads of state of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, or the CSTO. This includes Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan. And the next day, Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan formally invoked the CSTO's collective defense provision, meaning that those other nations would be obligated to come to Armenia's defense. However, the CSTO's answer has been, less than immediate. It's the way the report puts it, which is a diplomatic way of saying, maybe we'll come and help. The organization has sent a fact-finding mission headed by the CSTO's Chief of General Staff, Colonel General Anatoly Sidorov. Now, Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a ceasefire last Wednesday, and so far that seems to be holding, but ceasefires in this ongoing conflict between the two nations are fragile. This is significant because Armenia is a Russian ally. Azerbaijan is an ally of Turkey. Also, we learned this weekend from an Armenian national that Israel is sending weaponry to Azerbaijan. They find it useful to have an ally. Azerbaijan is on Iran's northern border. And if Azerbaijan is aligned with Israel, then obviously Israel has some influence and also perhaps a listening post on the Iranian border. Now, if the Azeris and the Turks come together in fight against Armenia, who is aligned with Russia, is this a second front in the ongoing Ukrainian-Russian conflict, something designed to draw Russia's attention away from what's happening in Ukraine? We don't know, but Azerbaijan, supported by Turkey, is then by de facto supported by NATO. So this could become more complicated than it appears. Topic number 4, they knew. The Israeli Ministry of Health had no adverse events reporting system for the entire year of 2021. This, of course, is when the jabs were being rolled out for the mRNA gene serum to fight COVID-19. They commissioned a research team then to analyze reports from a new system that was implemented at the end of 2021. And a leaked video reveals that in June of this year, researchers presented their findings to the Ministry of Health that indicated, yes, there were long-term effects, although some, including some not listed by the manufacturer, Pfizer, and a causal relationship between the jabs and those adverse effects. So the ministry, rather than saying, whoa, we better stop the campaign, published a manipulative report and told the public, no problem. Professor Maddie Berkowitz is a pediatric specialist, head of clinical pharmacology and toxicology unit at Shamir Medical Center, and head of the research team appointed by the Israeli Ministry of Health to examine the safety of the gene serum, said on the video, here we will have to really think medical legal. Why medical legal? Because for quite a few adverse effects, we said, okay, it exists, but there is a report, but go ahead and get vaccinated. I mean, we have to think about how to write it and how to present it correctly so this will not yield lawsuits later. They knew. And they told the FDA that no problems. Topic number 3. Migrants in Martha's Vineyard. You probably followed the story last week of migrants sent by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to the wealthy enclave in Massachusetts. Well, they are being taken to a military, or by this time have already been taken to a military base in Cape Cod, while some members of the National Guard, the Massachusetts National Guard, were activated. Now, this comes as video footage and photos show that the illegal aliens, mostly Venezuelan, were transported on several buses from the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Martha's Vineyard, which is, of course, popular with the rich and powerful, mainly Democrats. This move by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sparked outrage among left-wing media commentators and pundits on social media, which is a bit surprising. I mean, are they actually arguing that it would be better to keep these migrants, these poor, huddled masses yearning to be free, in a xenophobic, homophobic, transphobic red state like Florida or Texas? Surely not. There's no logic here. This is NIMBY in action, not in my backyard. We're happy to have them here, just not in Martha's Vineyard, please. Well, I will say again, as much fun as conservatives have had on social media watching the discomfort of the liberals in Martha's Vineyard, watching the mayors of Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York freak out over busloads of migrants arriving in their cities, the fact is that even though Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott of Texas have scored some political points, those migrants, at the end of the day, are still in the country. And as in the case of the migrants who arrived in Chicago, where they were granted refugee status, and how is it possible that the city of Chicago has that kind of legal jurisdiction, they were shipped off to a city outside the city, a suburb governed by a Republican mayor. Not a coincidence, Burr Ridge, Illinois. This is what's going to happen with them. The federal government will step in. These people will be sent to other places across the country, and they will become someone else's problem. And in the view of the Biden administration, ideally, somewhere outside of the sight of network news cameras. Topic number two, diet. It's all about how you feel. Apparently, according to the Los Angeles Unified School District, they're getting some backlash over posting a video to its Instagram feed that says calling junk food bad is wrong, and it's the product of a diet culture that's based on oppression. Really? The district's Human Relations and Diversity Department posted the video on Instagram, which was made by nutritionist Kara Niem Diop. Forgive me, I couldn't find a proper pronunciation, so I'm guessing. And Blair Imani, creator of a viral web series called Smarter in Seconds. In the video, the nutritionist, who boasts that people should eat without guilt, condemns negative attitudes toward junk food. Now, this video has been pulled from the web by the Los Angeles School District after getting some pushback here, but it opens with a woman presenting a plate of donuts to her friend. And the friend says, "Oh, well, that's bad." And the friend says, no, sugary treats are fine. You're judging my food choices based on a false standard of health again, aren't you? Then the nutritionist cuts in and says, diet culture, fat phobia, and systems of oppression have created false hierarchies of food, and it shows up everywhere. Now, look, we shouldn't mock other people for their body shape, their body type, but please, let's not pretend that eating anything you want is okay as long as you feel good about it. I mean, I did that for a long time, but that's when I weighed 50 pounds more than I do now. And there are a lot of health issues that come along with that extra weight. Telling our kids otherwise is condemning them to a future of medical misery. Coming up, stories that just make you go, what? Next on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages. But now, the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Gahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Gahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The Sign of the Gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step-by-step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited-time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, you can only ask, what the heck? A man who flew into a rage at a McDonald's in Manhattan, smashed up the place with an axe, including busting up a plate glass window, released without bail at his arraignment. This according to New York authorities on Sunday. 31-year-old Michael Palacios, who allegedly grabbed an axe and smashed up the fast food joint in a fit on Friday, was arraigned on fourth-degree criminal mischief and possession of weapons charges hours later, and then set free, according to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. You see, under New York's new, more lenient, reformed criminal justice system, neither of those charges is eligible for bail. So he threatened patrons of the restaurant with an axe, smashed up the place, and released without bail. And in Portland, Oregon, a mother who found a homeless woman in her son's bed, a special needs child, was blindsided a second time when the city's woke district attorney let the intruder go within 24 hours. Kelsey Smith, Northeast Portland, knew something was amiss when she heard dogs barking in a bedroom, went to check it out, thought her husband was playing a joke on her, but no, found instead that someone had broken into her home and was sleeping in her child's bed. Well, she awakened the intruder, backed out of the room, started calling for help, and then Smith was bum-rushed by the intruder, who picked up an ottoman and threw it at her before leaving the home. This was caught on a camera that was set up to monitor her son's medical condition. Again, a special needs child. Police later identified the intruder as 54-year-old Lynn Zinser, who was arrested and booked in the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office on charges of burglary and harassment. Bail was set at zero, and she was released. District Attorney's Office said it's gathering more evidence. Videos at the Daily Mail website. You might go there to look. So apparently in New York, you can threaten other people with an axe and smash up a place of business with said axe. In Portland, Oregon, you can break into someone's house, sleep in a child's bed, a special needs child, and then assault the homeowner. And you will spend exactly 0 days in jail and pay zero in bail to get out. What the heck? I think the moral here is if you're live in New York City or Portland, Oregon, move. Skywatch TV, this week, We are talking with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. As you saw during our promotional break, he's got a brand new book that's out called Return of the Gods, and you do not want to miss this book. He is taking, well, essentially messages that we've been delivering here on Skywatch TV for the last 7 years, and he is delivering it to his audience. And we are grateful for it because this is a message that America, the world, Christian churches around the world need to hear. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Jonathan Kahn's book explains what exactly that looks like in our culture today. Don't miss this week's program on Skywatch TV. Our broadcast schedule posted online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch us right now on your mobile device, smartphone or tablet. If you've got to, Roku or Apple TV, will be there as well. You can find the app for Roku, Apple TV, or your mobile device at skywatchtv.com. We've got links to the app stores for all of those devices to make things easy for you. Again, don't miss these programs. This is absolutely dynamite television. The book, extremely well written, and a message that the world needs to hear. Thank you for watching as we keep watch from Yuba City, California. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.